Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey there, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Lee here. Today we have something very special to share with you, an episode of the brand new podcast, The Cat in the Hat Cast. And just so you know, we're not sharing this because we have to or because they're a sponsor of the show. We're sharing this episode because, well, we made it. Actually, the Story Pirates made the entire first season of The Cat in the Hat Cast. And it's out now. And we are so proud of it. Seriously, a lot of love went into bringing The Cat in the Hat to life in a podcast for the very first time. And if you like the Story Pirates podcast, I'm pretty sure you're going to like the Cat in the Hat cast. You're going to recognize a lot of the voices in the show. And of course, the music is going to sound really familiar. And even the writing, especially the writing. We wanted this show to be as fast-paced, funny, and weird as we could possibly make it. Did we succeed? Well, you tell us. And if you like the show, we really hope that you'll listen to the whole season, with new episodes coming every week for free wherever you listen to podcasts. It shouldn't be too hard to find. And grown-ups, maybe you could even hit subscribe and leave a rating and review. Most of all, we just really hope that you enjoy it. The whole time we were making it, we were thinking, we cannot wait for our regular Story Pirates listeners to hear this. So now's your chance. We present to you today episode 3 of The Cat in the Hat Cast. It's one of our favorites of the whole season, and don't worry, it's okay to listen to the episodes out of order. So, without further ado, here's The Cat in the Hat Cast. Enjoy!
It's The Cat in the Hat Podcast!
Hello and welcome to The Fish Cast, a very well-behaved podcast.
Yeah, he's a fish, it's his podcast. Welcome to The Fish Cast. Doobly-dee-bloody-da.
Today, listeners, you're in for another great show full of fun and excitement. I'm as excited as a slightly shaken-up can of seltzer. Not one that's going to make a mess when you open it, but, you know, a little fizzy. Today's show is extra special because at some point I'm expecting a visit from my favorite relative, my great Aunt Goldie. Oh, how wonderful it will be to see her. She has taught me so much over the years about how to be a dependable fish, one who is honest, kind, and above all, trustworthy.
Did you say trustworthy?
No, 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 you cat in the hat. No messes today. No, I cannot have that.
Oh, Oh, Fish, I wouldn't dream of making a mess of your studio. You can trust me.
Trust you? Don't make me laugh.
Rutabaga.
That's a funny word. Hey, I said don't make me laugh.
I'm so sorry, Fish. Please don't misunderstand me. My goal is only ever to help.
Yes, I know, Cat, but you have to understand. My great-aunt Goldie means the world to me. She's an elderly fish traveling from a long way away, and she is trusting me to make her visit comfortable. That's why I've prepared the studio with all the things she likes.
Oh, yes, I see. There's a tiny artificial koi pond in the corner.
Yes, that's right.
And is that a lavender-scented candle burning?
It's her favorite scent.
Is this a poem you've written for her? Oh, when roses are red, but Aunt Goldie is blue.
Oh, give me that! It's private.
I see that you still don't trust me.
Well, how do you expect me to trust you when you're always bursting into the studio to interrupt with your theme song?
I do what?
You know, you always burst in and scream, "Kill the theme song."
Okay!
No, I didn't mean...
The Cat in the Hat is coming your way. Yes, the Cat in the Hat brings joy to our day. And soon the adventure's starting. Come along. With the Cat in the Hat, there's no need to fear. It's the Cat in the Hat, so things could get weird. He makes up mayhem, laughter, games, and songs. It's the Cat in the Hat, tell your dog and your bunny. The Cat in the Hat likes fun, that is funny. So hold on tight, we'll have a blast on the Cat in the Hat podcast.
Oh, I just can't get enough of that theme song.
Cat, this is a great example of how not to be trustworthy.
Trustworthy? That's quite a word. If someone is trustworthy, that must mean that they are worthy of trust.
Well, yes, obviously.
But what exactly makes one worthy?
Well, I don't know, by just being trustworthy.
No, that will not do. Fish, you can't expect another person to fully give you their trust until you've done it yourself.
How do I do that?
Oh, isn't it clear why I think it's a must? I must test how much you are able to trust.
You?
Trust me. And don't worry.
I'm definitely worrying.
Then we'll start quite small with a simple fun game that I call a trust fall.
What is a trust fall?
Oh, it's very popular at summer camps and corporate retreats. You'll love it. And the best part is that you can do it from the safety of your fishbowl.
Well, all right. How does it work?
All you have to do is close your eyes, fold your fins, let yourself tilt backwards until you start to fall, and then simply trust that I will catch you.
Okay. Here I go. Closing my eyes.
Very good.
Folding my fins.
Excellent.
Now tilting backwards until I start to fall. Hey, you caught me. You didn't let me fall.
Of course, Fish. I told you could trust me. I know you think I'm reckless, but I would never let anything bad happen to you.
I suppose that's true.
So, do you want to try a slightly bigger trust fall?
You know what? Why not? It was actually pretty fun. I think I could handle a bigger one.
Great.
Whoa, that's a big box. Is that a giant net inside? Oh, fun. Is that one of those human cannonball cannons? Why are you opening the skylight window? Say, you're not going to shoot me and my fishbowl out of this cannon through the skylight, then wait for me to come back down and catch me with that net, are you?
Okay.
No, I did not. Cat, please tell me you've done this before.
Sure. Once.
What?
Oh, perfect trajectory. Now to wait. This will probably take a minute. I better sing a song to pass the time. Let me just grab those little cats from my hat. Oh, little cats!
Little catty!
Little catty!
Little catty!
Beautiful as always.
Thank you.
All right, little cats. We don't have a lot of time, as I have a fish to catch.
Oh, say, can you see the next letter for you and me? The letter C, conventional and commonplace letter 3. In lower or in uppercase, I'm certainly carefree with the letter C.
Cowabunga!
the cartwheels.
He astounds with phonetic flexibility, lots of sounds, a chameleon's ability. It takes the form of the letter to the left and the right. Let me explain.
A C could have a hard sound,
like crack,
or a soft sound,
like city. Put an H behind it like chomp or change. Letter C has versatile, impeccable range.
The letter C.
Casual and civilized.
Letter 3.
Its importance must be emphasized.
Draw a smile, turn it 90 degrees. And then I think you'll find the drawing C is a breeze.
Let's make history with the letter C. This comical cat cheers the letter C. C.
Excellent singing, little cats!
Thank you. Now that the song is over, can we stay and play?
I'm so sorry, but I can hear the fish rapidly approaching, so you better jump back into the hat before he gets here. All right.
Until next time! Woohoo! Cowabunga!
Now I'll just grab my net and... Here comes fish! Gotcha! See, fish, I told you. You can trust me.
I can't. So much falling.
I must say, you've really impressed me, fish. I thought you would be more resistant to my plan, but you're great at this. I think we should test your trust even further.
Further? What could you possibly do to test my trust any more than that?
Great question, my friend. Here's what we'll do. We'll call in some help from Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Oh, no. Not them.
Do not worry yourself, for this plan will be fun. Oh, here they both come, that Thing 2 and Thing 1. Hello, Things. Fish and I were hoping that we could trust you both with a very important task.
We were?
Yes. You see, this fish's great aunt Goldie will be visiting soon, and we want to make sure that this studio is to her liking. Can I put you two in charge of sprucing the place up while Fish and I are away? Very good.
What? Where are we going?
All right, Things 2-in-1. The place is yours.
Hey, where did they get all that construction equipment?
It's best if we leave them to their work.
But I already had everything ready. What are they going to do?
I have no idea. But it will be an excellent test of your trust. Come on, let's get some fresh air. I'll carry you and your bowl.
Well.
Oh, look at you go, fish. I'm so impressed.
You are?
Of course. The way in which you exercised your trust in those falls was top-notch.
Well, thanks. I guess I am a little bit proud of myself.
Which is why I think you're ready for a much bigger trust fall.
Yes, I'm sure I can handle... Wait, did you say bigger?
Yes!
Huh, what's this big metal door on the side of the road? Oh, I get it. Is this supposed to be like a flight simulator with a little pretend cockpit here and... What? Oh, you're putting my pole in a tiny spacesuit complete with a little fish helmet for me. And what's this? Yo, you're safely strapping my bowl into the seat and you're leaving me here in this tiny fake spaceship. Yeah, I get it. You're sealing the hatch.
Okay, and now I'm speaking through a little speaker.
Liftoff in T-minus 10.
Oh, I see. Nine, you're starting a little countdown. Eight, that's cute. What are you going to do? Seven, shoot me into space? Is that what's happening? So I can re-enter the atmosphere in the most spectacular trust fall of all time?
That's exactly right.
Two, I knew it.
One.
Wait, what?
Blast off.
All right now, fish, please don't be so jumpy. Even though space rides can sometimes be bumpy.
Got it!
Oh, Thing 2 is calling. Don't go anywhere, fish. I have to take this.
Where would I go?
Hello? Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Well, is the beam structural or... Yes. Okay, then I'm sure it's fine.
Cat, what are they doing to my studio?
Oh, that's just fish. Yes, he is going to space. Well, because there was only one seat. Don't be jealous. Listen, I really should get back. Is there anything else you two need? Okay, well, have fun. And please, please be careful with the wrecking ball. Okay, bye now.
Cat, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I am actually in space now, and I need help. I can see the Earth far, far below me. Gosh, it looks tiny. Why did you send me up here?
Because you said you enjoyed trust falls.
And that made you think that I might like being dropped from space back to Earth?
But you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
I do not! Bring me straight back down to Earth this instant!
Okay, but fish, please no.
Right now!
Are you sure?
Yes, now!
Okay.
Charting course directly back to Earth.
Thank goodness. Wait, directly?
In T-minus 3,
wait, is there maybe a less direct path?
Ignition.
No! Cat! I'm going too fast! I'm going to smash into the Earth!
Whoa! Well, I suppose it's easier to pick up speed when you're not fighting against the globe's gravity. Still, it's probably going to take at least a couple of minutes for you to get back. Maybe we should cut to a segment, Fish. Do you want me to introduce it or do you want to? Okay, it seems like the fish is a little tongue-tied at the moment, which is perfect for this next segment, which features the fox in socks and his tangly tongue twisters. Enjoy!
Welcome back, pups, cubs, brothers, others, and sisters, for more Fox in Socks' Tangly Tongue Twisters. I'm your host with the most socks on their paws, the one and only Fox in Socks. Please, please, you're all too kind. Wow, such love you all have for me. Anyway, welcome to the show. Today, as always, we have two incredible contestants. And besides being two very real human beings, they are also two very cool kids. First from Washington, it's 9-year-old Zoe.
Hi, Fox. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, Zoe, I understand that you are, in fact, a child and not a wild animal like me. But tell us, do you ever act wild?
I mean, sometimes I decide to sleep in, like, really late, like, till 9.
Until 9? Wow, that is chaotic, and I love it. And up next from Maryland, it's 7-year-old Ben.
Hello.
Ben, I have a quick, important, and relevant question for you. Would you rather wave to a walrus or be a wave in the ocean?
I would rather be a wave in the ocean so I could carry people back and forth.
Ben, I was hoping you'd say that, because I have a trip planned to Iceland coming up and I could really use an affordable travel option. Anyway, now that we've met our tubular tongue-twisting team, it's time to take your tongues and tangle. You know the rules. I've given each of you a delightfully tangled tongue twister in advance, and whoever can say their twister the quickest with the fewest mistakes wins the game. And of course, whoever is the slowest will meet the terrible, humiliating fate of not winning. First up, we have Ben.
Okay.
Now, Ben, here on this card is your first tongue twister. I'm going to read it to you first, and then as quickly and as clearly as you can, repeat the tongue twister back to me. Here we go. Timmy tried to tip a twister 22 tamales till they turned the twister's tongue into 2,002 tsunamis. So Timmy tried to turn his tugboat toward a tamer tide, with one tamale tucked away to tip another time. All right, Ben, now it's your turn. You may begin on the count of three. Bites of this super spicy chili-filled tamale eaten by me. Ready? One. Oh, that's spicy. Two. Oh, wow, did they make this with only peppers? And three.
Timmy tried to tip a twister 22 tamales till they turned the twister's tongue into 2,002 tsunamis. So Timmy tried to turn his tugboat towards the tamer tide with one tamale tucked away to tip another time.
Wow, incredible! Ben, I want you to be honest with me. How many years did you practice that?
Like 3 to 2 minutes.
What? No, you're lying. Do you mean 3 to 2 years?
No, I only wasted 3 to 2 minutes doing this.
Wasted. Glad to know that you think that highly of this show. Moving on. Next up is Zoe. Zoe, here's your tongue twister. Just like with Ben, I'm going to read it for you first, and then as quickly and as clearly as you can, you'll repeat the tongue twister back to me. Here we go. Cheryl shines a silver shellfish till it shimmers bright. Then Cheryl shows her sheep the shell to help them sleep at night. She later shears the sheep because she's a shepherd for the sheepies. She finds it easy peasy shearing sheep that aren't so sleepy. All right, Zoe, now it's your turn. On the count of three, sheep. One, two, three.
Cheryl shines a silver shellfish till it shimmers bright. Then Cheryl shows her sheep the shell to help them sleep at night. She later shears the sheep because she's a shepherd from the sheepies. She finds it easy peasy shearing sheep that aren't so sleepy.
Wow, incredible. Very good. Don't you think so, sheep? Hey, those tamales are for you. Come back here with those. Aw, man. Looks like we've reached the part of the show where the sheep have stolen my spicy tamales. Which means only one thing. It's time to tally up the score. Judges, please tell us, what was Ben's final score? Your score is the sound of a ground rule double.
What is a ground rule double?
How would I know? I'm a fox. And now it's Zoe's turn. Judges, what was Zoe's score? Wow, I've never seen a score like this. The judges have awarded you a sad mime show. And it's beautiful. And so sad. And it's your score. Wow.
This scoring system is frankly ridiculous.
Bravo, bravo. I've never seen such an inspirational score. Am I right, contestants?
I can't believe that my parents signed me up for this.
Ha! Well, it was this or summer camp. Oh, you know what that pack of seals lobbing across the stage means. It's time to announce this week's winner. This week's champion tongue twister is... It's me!
What? This isn't fair at all!
I couldn't agree more, Ben, but that's what it says on this paper written in my handwriting. So congrats to me! A big thanks to Ben and Zoe, our incredible kid contestants. Until next time, I've been your host, Fox in Socks. And to all of you kiddos and monsters and misters, keep twisting your tongues on those tangly tongue twisters. Oh, geez, the sheep are back. Everyone, keep the sheep away from the mime. Francois, don't be scared of the sheep. They're very friendly. Ooh, except that one.
Welcome back, listeners. While you were away, I decided to stretch my legs while taking a nice little stroll down Main Street while the fish begins his terrifying plummet toward the Earth in the ultimate test of trust.
Cat, I've entered the stratosphere. You better have a plan to catch me.
Oh, don't worry, fish. I will.
You will?
Let me look around. Maybe something on this small local Main Street will give me an idea.
Mattresses for sale! Mattresses! In fact, this whole warehouse is for sale! Giant, fully stocked, open-roofed mattress warehouse for sale!
No, that won't do.
Cat! I'm almost back to Earth!
Vats of jelly! Get your impossibly large open-air vats of jelly right here! The jelly is quite viscous and surprisingly good at safely absorbing an impact! Jelly!
Maybe that would work.
Cat!
Chicken salad sandwich! One free chicken salad sandwich!
Perfect! I'll take that chicken salad sandwich, please!
Here you go!
Thank you!
Cat! How in the world is that sandwich going to help you catch a falling rocket ship?
What? Oh, it's not. I was just hungry.
Cat!
Right, sorry. I got sidetracked. Give me a minute.
I don't have a minute. I can see you rapidly approaching.
Oh, let me see. Oh, I know. Jelly Lady!
Yeah?
I'll take all your jelly. How soon can you have it delivered onto that giant pile of mattresses right next door?
Well, if we use these 12 fire hoses that are already hooked up to the vats, I don't know, maybe 5 seconds?
Impact in T-minus 10.
I'll take it.
9.
You got it. Fire 8, up those jelly hoses.
7. 6.
Cat, here I come.
4.
Boy, that sandwich really hit the spot.
5.
Wow, a perfect landing and a very funny sound. Fish, are you all right in there?
I'm okay. I made it.
See, I told you could trust me.
You were right. Now how do I get out of this space capsule?
Oh, it's easy. You see that button that says ejection seat?
No.
Oh, well, good, because you do not want
to... Oh, here it is.
No, fish, I said...
Oh, I'm flying through the air again!
Fish, don't worry, I'll catch you. Hold on!
Hello?
Thing one, there's no time for that. Quick, make sure the skylight window is still open in the studio. Fish will be dropping in at any second.
Cat, I'm falling.
Gotta go.
Ah, I'm falling out of my space helmet. Now I'm falling out of my ball. I am a free falling fish.
Aim for the window.
Ah! What's this? I'm back in the studio, but this doesn't look like my studio. But it is. It's just twice as big as before, and half of it is a giant natural koi pond. And that smell. The pond is surrounded by beautiful, vibrant bushes of lavender. And what's this on the wall? A full-sized mural framing the poem I wrote for my great Aunt Goldie?
And I love it.
Aunt Goldie!
Hello, Fish. What a lovely studio you have here. I was so nervous to travel all this way, but you've really gone above and beyond to make me feel comfortable. I hope doing all this wasn't too much trouble.
Oh, no. It was nothing.
Are you sure? Based on the pictures you sent last week, it looks like you've done some major renovations in here.
Oh, anything for my favorite Aunt Goldie.
Oh, I love you, Fish.
I love you too, Aunt Goldie. Welcome back to the Fishcast, where things have settled down and my great Aunt Goldie is taking a nap.
Sorry I'm late. I was checking the statuses of my new squishy and jelly-soaked mattresses.
Oh, you cat! You cat in the hat! You had me going there for a minute. When you said you didn't actually have a plan for catching me on that final trust fall, I believed you for a second. But of course, if I know you, you had a plan all along. You knew that mattress factory and those vats of jelly would be there, didn't you? Didn't you?
Sure.
I knew it.
I should probably get going since this is all done. Hop back in my hat now, thing two and thing one. All right, I'll be off, Fish.
Wait, you're leaving?
Yes. Why? Was there something else you needed?
No, it's just that usually this is another place where you interrupt and take over as host.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, Fish.
Oh, well... In that case, until next time, listeners, I've
Roll
been...
Roll the credits!
From Wondery and Dr. Seuss Enterprises, this is the Cat in the Hat cast. Thanks for listening to Episode 3, Trust Falls. The Cat in the Hat cast is produced by Story Pirate Studios, starring Andrew Barbato as the Cat in the Hat and Brandon Zellman as the Fish. This episode is written by Peter McNerney. This episode features performances by Carly Shiraki, Lindsay Ford, Christina Grosspeach, Tara Halpern, Nick Canellis, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Kyle Sherman, and Jamie Watson. Produced for Story Pirate Studios by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Jack Mitchell, and Lee Overtree. Our head writer is Peter McNerney. Sound design and mixing by Sam Baer. Original score and songs by Jack Mitchell. Production coordination by Denisa Whartonby and Maggie Lee for Story Pirate Studios and by Sarah Mathis for Wondery. The line producer for Story Pirate Studios is Glynis Brault. Acquisition and development by Aaron Hart and Eliza Mills at Wondery. Brian Taylor White is the lead producer at Wondery. The show is executive produced by Susan Brandt at Dr. Seuss Enterprises and Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka for Story Pirate Studios. Executive producers for Wondery are Lauren D., Morgan Jones, and Marshall Louie. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters, May 17th.